Chazar zu sagen, nicht mehr Bach, ich hätte es gesagt, wenn wir am Yehuda. Sech, der Bach ist daf nun hey. But Yehuda says, there are three things that if a person lengthens them, his life gets lengthened. One who lengthens his tefillah, one who lengthens is the time he spends eating, and one who lengthens the time he spends in the bathroom. Although we find there are many who say that lengthening tefillah and expecting an answer is actually not a good thing, it leads to just pain. That's referring when you're ma'ayin, but when you're actually waiting, you expect an answer because you feel you daven the erlich, you expect an answer. But what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about is when you just daven without expecting an answer. Lengthening the time you eat means that you spend time at the table, so there's more of a chance that aniyim will come and you'll give them tzedakah. That's why it prolongs a person's life. Spending time in the bathroom, going to the bathroom often is a healthy thing, and that's why it prolongs a person's life. More brings a ma'isa where a certain noble woman asked Rabbi Yehuda why he looked so healthy and happy. And he explained it's because he uses the bathroom often. He just said there are three things that shorten a person's life. Someone is given a Torah to read from and he doesn't read. Someone is given a kashal bracha to make a bracha on and he doesn't make the bracha. And someone who becomes a leader. The name of Rav says there are three things that we need rachmim from Hashem for. They're to have a good king, to have a good year, and to have a good dream. The Yechon says there are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out on his own. They are a famine, a year of plenty, and a good leader. Yitzchak said we learn from Psukim that we don't appoint a leader unless the Tzibur agrees to have that leader. Because we find that Moshe, the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with Moshe to see if he was okay as Bezalel coming in as a leader. And then he told Moshe to ask Klal Yisrael if they were okay. Moshe Ben Achmin, the name of Yonison, says that Bezalel had a tremendous amount of Chochmah. Because when Moshe told Moshe to first make a Mishkan and then make the Kalim, when Moshe told that over to Bezalel, he told him to first make the Kalim and then the Mishkan. And Bezalel said, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not normally the way it's done, to first make a Kalim and then a place to house the Kalim. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to first make the Mishkan and then the Kalim. And Moshe said, you're right, that's exactly what Hashem told me to do. Bezalel Kael, he's the play in his name, Bezalel, that you must have been there almost as if you were there when Hashem told me that. Yechon learns from a pasuk that Hashem only gives chachma to one who already has chachma. Chissa said any dream is okay, but except a dream of someone who's fasting, that's not a good sign. He said a dream that is not interpreted is like a letter that's not been read, meaning that it has no effect. He says a good dream is never fulfilled in its entirety, and a bad dream is never fulfilled in its entirety. A bad dream is better than a good dream because it causes its dreamer to do tshuva. He also said that a bad dream, the sadness that it brings, is itself already so that is mevatalit. A good dream, the joy that it brings, is mevatalit, meaning mevatalit from happening. Chista said that a bad dream is even worse than getting malchus. There's a pasuk that mentions dreams and mentions straw. Rabbi Yechon, in the name of Rishon Be'Yechoi, says it teaches that just like it's not possible to have tefuah without the straw mixed in with it, so too it's not possible to have a dream without some, you know, without some narishkeit mixed in with it. Rashi says a dream is never fulfilled in its entirety, like we see by Yosef, that he didn't have the moon, which was his mother, bow down to him. The lady says sometimes a dream can wait 22 years after the dream to still hope that it will be fulfilled. Like we see by Yosef, it took 22 years from after he dreamed about his brothers bowing down to him until they actually bowed down to him. Huna says a good person never sees a good dream and a bad person never sees a bad dream. Bryce says this as well, that David HaMelech never had a good dream and that Achitofel never had a bad dream. Huna by Ami, the name of Pedos, the name of Yechon, said someone saw a dream and it's bothering him because it wasn't a good dream. You should go to three people and they should make it good for him. They have the whole lashon that it's good, it will be good, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Shemayim, they'll make it into good. Then they say three psukim that use the lashon of reversing, of like hafachto. Then they say three psukim that use a lashon of pediyah. Finally, three psukim that use a lashon of shalom. Amemar, Mazut, and Ravashu all sitting together, and they decided each one's going to say something that no one else has heard yet. So one of them started and said, if someone saw a bad dream and he doesn't know, say he's not comfortable with it, so you should wait by Birchas Kahanim. While the Kahanim are doing Birchas Kahanim, he should say the whole Lashon of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and Yishalach, V'chalamoyseh Shalach, etc., the whole Lashon that we say by Duchening. He should end together with the Kahanim so that everyone should say Amen to the Bracha. Second one then began and said that if someone's afraid of Ayin Hara, he gave him an Eitzah what to do to try to prevent an Ayin Hara from coming on him. And then the third one said, if someone is sick, the first day don't tell anybody you're sick so that you shouldn't ruin the mazel, because maybe you'll be able to get better right away. But if it goes beyond the day, then you should let other people know so that they can daven for you and you can get better. Shmuel would have a bad dream. He would just dismiss it and say that dreams mean nothing. When he have a good dream, he would be happy and say that dreams definitely do have meaning. Rav asks, one pasuk says that dreams are mean nothing, and another pasuk says that dreams do have meaning. And the answer is, if it comes through a malach, that's when it doesn't have meaning. That's when it does have meaning. When it comes from a shade, that's when it doesn't have meaning. It was said in the name of Rabbi Binah that there were 24 interpreters of dreams in Yerushalayim, and he once had a dream, and he went to each of them. Each one gave a different interpretation, and each interpretation came true, which shows this klal that we say, that the interpretation of a dream is what determines what the dream means and what determines what the dream will result in. Pasuk says that the Sara Oifim saw that Yosef's interpretation of the Sara Mashkim's dream was actually a good interpretation. How did he know it was a good interpretation? Well, as I said, it teaches that each of them, like the Sara Oifim, saw his own dream and he saw the interpretation of the Sara Mashkim's dream and vice versa. The Sara Mashkim saw his own dream plus the interpretation of the Sara Oifim's dream. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you get up and a pasuk comes into your mind as soon as you get up, that's a shtickel, that's a nevuah ketana. Echon said there are three dreams that will be fulfilled. It's a dream you have in the morning, a dream about somebody else, dream that is interpreted within the dream, and also, some say, also a dream that is repeated twice in the same night. Rav Shmuel Ben Nachman, in the name of Yonison, says you only dream about what you think about. You think about by day, you dream about by night.